This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll give you a chance to win Dierks Bentley tickets in just about 20 minutes. In case you missed the breaking news from about 10 or 15 minutes ago, Jonathan Allen given permission to seek a trade by the Washington Commanders. What is your reaction to that? Give us some of your thoughts on his career here as a Redskin slash Commander. I mean, pretty durable guy outside of his rookie and last seasons where he played five and eight games respectively. In between, he played 16, 15, 16, 17, 16, and 16 games in a position where, I mean, you get beat up a lot. You take on double teams all the time.
Played 109 games.
Dude is a warrior. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was on this show many times over the years. Best of luck to him in his next stop, but looking like he's played his last game in a Commander's uniform.
But I think when you look back on it, I think you got to pair him with Dron Payne, right?
Mm-hmm.
They tried to build a winner by drafting back-to-back first-round picks of defensive tackles.
Which some people
is kind of a failed experiment.
It's kind of insanity to do that.
Yeah.
I think when you look back on it, both of them may be fine individual players. And, you know, John made the Pro Bowl twice and were impact players. But that's not how you build a winner in the league anymore.
No. It's kind of an outdated concept.
You want a good D-line.
Yeah.
We raved about what the Eagles were able to do in the Super Bowl. They were dominated on the offensive line and defensive line. But that's not where you start.
It kind of speaks to sort of the lack of talent they had around them.
Yeah.
That they were their biggest name guys.
Because you're right. Because the Eagles already had the offensive talent. And then they drafted those defensive tackles in the first round. They did back-to-back years.
Mm-hmm.
They drafted Carter and they drafted Davis. But you're correct. It doesn't start with the defensive line. It starts with the quarterback.
Got to have the quarterback. Yep. And look, it wasn't just Allen and Payne. They drafted Chase Young. They drafted Jamin Davis. They spent a lot of first-round draft choices.
Too.
Yeah, Montez Sweat. They spent a lot of first-round picks on defense.
That was supposed to be sort of the anchor, the foundation of this football team.
You have to have defense. We get that. We're not saying don't get defense.
No, but everybody knows, and I've been saying this for years, offense is more important.
Yeah.
Finding a quarterback, the right quarterback, and surrounding him with weapons is more important than drafting two big guys to stuff on your defensive line.
And you could argue, and I would argue, the Eagles would not have won the Super Bowl this year unless they did make that move for Saquon Barkley.
Right. Offensive piece. Offensive
piece.
Push them over the top.
Yeah. So even though they had the stud quarterback and the stud receivers and the stud defensive tackles, I don't think they win the Super Bowl without Saquon Barkley. So it just takes all of the right pieces. You know, it's hard to win a freaking Super Bowl. You got to have really good players pretty much everywhere.
Now,
but it was just too much defense. 2017, Jonathan Allen, first round pick.
Yeah.
2018, Dron Payne, first round pick. Okay. Then they had two in 2019. One of them was Dwayne Haskins with Montez Sweat. Then Chase Young, then Jamin Davis. So five straight years from 2017 all the way through Chase Young in 2020. Defense, first round picks. So four straight guys. Oh, no. And then Jamin Davis in 2021.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, five straight years.
Yeah.
Ian Rappaport also kind of the story was breaking at the same time, said that they're working together on it. And that his quote is, Washington plans to do right by the player, and Allen's camp is involved in helping him land at the right spot.
Which makes sense because he's been nothing but a class guy the entire time he's been here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, he's great, been great face for the organization.
For sure.
Veteran leader.
Stand-up guy.
Never an issue of anything off the field with Jonathan Allen. Just like the type of guy. You want a bunch of those guys in your locker room.
Why didn't we use him for the tush push? The guy squats 600 pounds. Put him behind center. Why not?
I don't know.
You're going to stop him?
Send that memo to Cliff Kingsbury.
It's too late. We botched it.
Now you use Daron Payne and Johnny Newton.
The probability of our pool party at Jonathan Allen's has gone down
it's
even
greatly
more.
Greatly diminished. Yeah.
Not that it was ever high.
Do you understand? We never ever capitalize on those things. Yeah. Zim invited us to his house. John Allen invited us to his house. The only one we went to was Cooley's, and then his career fell apart.
Cakes has been to Loxley's.
I have been to Loxley's house on a few occasions.
But still hasn't been in the pool.
I have not. Well, to be fair, nobody gets in the pool.
Right.
The pool just sits there.
That's the way to go. That's the way to be memorable.
That is true. Do a cannonball into the pool, into Lox's pool.
All right.
Let's go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones if you want to chime in on it. Are you okay with them splitting up the duo of Daron Payne and John Allen?
It is
kind of sad to see a hometown
it
guy.
It is, but I'll be shocked if there's one person that's clamoring for them to stay together.
Yeah, I think that we need a change.
Yeah.
I mean, it was definitely
time for
an issue.
Parting of the ways.
Yeah.
Well, look, they drafted Johnny Newton. They want a spot for Johnny Newton, too. So,
well, those guys were rotating and playing a lot.
Yeah, I know, but Johnny Newton's going to be the guy.
He's going to get a crack at it.
He's going to get a big bump in playing time in 2025.
Correct.
All right, 800-636-1067. How do you feel about it? What's kind of the legacy? Just to put it in context, 401 tackles during his career here. 42 sacks. Now, you know, your D-tackle guy's not going to have, 10 sacks a year. But he did have a couple years where he had 8, 9 sacks.
Yeah.
7.5.
He's a two-time Pro Bowler.
Very, very impactful player here. Let's go to Anthony, Ellicott City. Anthony, what's up? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, guys. It's an honor to talk to you.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Hey, yeah, I love Jonathan Allen, but I think it's the right move. I mean, they weren't going to re-sign him beyond, he would only been with us one more season. So if we can get something for him at this point, I don't think it's a slap in the face to him. And if he's able to, along with his agents, find the right spot, I think it works out for everybody. I do have one question. You guys were talking about the $17 million for him next year. Will that be added to the number that's already floating out there of available cap space?
Yeah, I would assume. I don't know exactly how that works, but
I'm not a capologist, but I would think if it saves you $15 million,
it gets added to it. Yeah.
So that would put them up around $99 million-ish. In cap space.
All right. Yep. Then I'll double down on it. Yeah. That'll be a great move.
Look, thank you for the call.
Thanks,
buddy. I love Jonathan Allen, but when that pairing allows 137.5 yards per game, third worst in the league, and I understand he missed half of the season,
mm-hmm.
you just can't run that back in 2025, especially when the guy has no guaranteed money left on his deal.
No, I totally agree. And that's why I think all of this, listen, I want to have superstars at every position too, but the defense has to be the first part we address. And I think this is an indicator that it's going to be addressed.
Yeah. And teams are interested. They're calling. They were calling the Commanders about him.
They're going to probably want to, I would assume they're going to want to restructure a deal and maybe have something in place before mm-hmm. they trade him. And it'd be a location where he and his wife want to be.
Possibility, yeah.
They have a new child, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to Romeo in Manassas. Romeo, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Romeo.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, so like I was saying, man, I feel like they should break that duo up. Because like I said, I'm not saying nothing bad about Jonathan Allen. He's a great guy, stand-up guy.
Yeah.
And been nothing but a class act.
Right.
But I feel last year the team did a lot better with him off the field than on the field. And, of course, he had a couple good plays in the playoffs, you know, when he did come back. Mm-hmm. But on the same end, I think give them younger guys, a chance to get at it. And Adam Peterson got a great mind on his head, so he's definitely going to do the right thing. That hopefully we can get Khalil Mack and another player to match. Hopefully we get.
Is it Khalil Garrett. Like 33?
You want to get Garrett and Mack, don't you?
I love to get both of them, but that's a dream. That's a pipe dream.
Yeah.
But we're definitely going to get two edge rushers. I would say more of a Khalil Mack, and I would go after like Sweat or somebody from.
I'm with you. I want to take away from the Eagles.
Mack's still getting it done though. I just looked at his PFF grade. So mm-hmm. we had mentioned Jonathan Allen's PFF grades last week. Mm. And they were really low.
Yeah,
in one of the games. But overall, they were really low. Khalil Mack was, in terms of overall for defensive ends, this year, fifth out of 211.
Fifth, yeah.
So I'm going to sign him to a one-year. If you want to sign him to a one-year, fine. I'm fine with that.
Yes, sir.
And let's see. Romeo, are you with me where I'm kind of keep needling Cakes, who all he wants to do is draft 100 offensive players?
I never said that. You're putting words in my mouth.
No, he just wants 100 offensive players, and he doesn't want to do anything to the defense.
Nah, you got to do defense. As you can see, Philly beat the dog due to us over the defense.
Right.
So,
that's fine.
I mean,
JP just mentioned the multiple years of drafting defensive players high. Where did it get this team? Got him a bunch of.
I'm not saying every year. I'm not saying by the next 5 years.
He's getting the face.
But you got to think, that's the old regime. That's the old regime. We on a whole new era.
Right.
So, of course, the Ron Rivera crew, they was hit and miss. It was a 50-50
mostly
shot.
Mostly miss.
No, they were way worse than that.
A lot of misses.
They were way worse than that. In fact, I can't think of any hits.
I would agree with both of you guys.
And then on the same end, you got to feel that, hey, it was the coaches in general. Dan Quinn and the other guy, they can do a lot more.
Kingsbury. Cliff Kingsbury.
Thank you, Romeo. We appreciate the call. Thank you.
All right, so the last 3 years, if you want to take the Eagles, they've been drafting in the first round just defense. Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Quinyon Mitchell. Two drafts before that, wide receiver. One of them hit, Devontae Smith. Jalen Reagor, that's a whiff.
Right.
Okay, but they traded for A.J. Brown.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, the reason they won Super Bowl is because Saquon Barkley put up 2,000 yards.
Nobody's going to disagree with you there.
Not because of the other guys helped.
It's not because of Jalen Carter.
But the main reason.
You know why we didn't win a Super Bowl or even really have a realistic shot? Because we couldn't stop people when we had to.
Couldn't stop them, yeah.
They also drafted Jalen Hurts high in the second round.
I would agree.
When they already had a quarterback in Carson Wentz, who they drafted in the first round.
I would agree with both of you.
They knew Carson Wentz was a fraud, and so that's why they drafted Jalen
Hurts. Let me know when I can talk.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I would agree with both of you. I think you're right. I think they certainly have to address the defense, but Cakes is right, too. They have to address the offense. They've got to be balanced.
I don't know. I don't know how you balance. You got one first-round pick.
Well, there's free agency. There's free agency.
Oh, okay, right. In a mediocre free agency
class.
I mean,
if you have 34 free agents, all right, that means you got a bunch of money to spend.
If you had to emphasize one over the other, I'm emphasizing the defense over the offense, much to Cake's chagrin.
I will always emphasize offense over defense.
Okay, our defense was butt. That needs to be addressed more than the offense. But even with those scrubbinis, scored 29 a game.
I want to score 32 a game.
You can do that.
I want to score 35.
It'll be interesting if they stay where they are in the draft at number 29, what position they go. Do they go offensive tackle or do they go
defense? I'm not saying
defense?
They have
do they
to
go
do
edge rusher?
If you have that Ohio State receiver there, I might say go get him.
I think I invest in offense in the draft more so and kind of follow what the Bengals seem to do with Burrow. I know they missed the playoffs this year, but they got Burrow, then they drafted Chase, and then they got offensive linemen so that you have this group of kind of young,
proven commodities,
young draft choices that you believe in that can grow together. You obviously need to get to improve the defense. The defense sucked.
We're not going to win.
It was a little bit better than the year before.
We got no shot at getting to 10 wins. Like, you guys want to get to 10 wins again? We got no shot at getting there if we don't dramatically improve
the defense. Sure they do. Because they have Jaden Daniels.
Can't do it by himself.
Add a few more pieces around him, he's even better.
And by the way, what if Lattimore does
He sucks.
Rebounds.
It's over, Johnny.
I don't know that it's over. What if he becomes the lockdown corner that he was? Look, he was sold as this lockdown corner.
He's not capable. I watched. They run by him. Okay? He has to grab him to keep up.
He's physical.
No. He's a higher paid St. Juiced. More physical, higher paid St. Juiced.
That's not a great comp. I don't think you ever want to be comped St. Juiced.
He's a bulkier, meaner St. Juiced.
But again, they're going to go. I mean, what they do in free agency will kind of tell you what they're going to do in the draft, I would think. You know, if they're emphasizing defense in free agency, then maybe they're going
then
offensive in the draft. Yeah,
that's great. Like I say, I would go for. What do we have? Three Eagles that were like the top three defensive.
The
free
top
agents?
Three guys, according to some of these reports.
Was it Bond? Sweat. Bond, those are my two targets.
And then Williams, who cakes.
Yeah, young defensive lineman, which could come into play with Jonathan Allen on the move.
Take all three of them. Take all three of them, then I'll be thrilled.
Pluck.
And then you can do whatever you want in the draft. You can draft Shanty, the receivers, and all 100 running backs.
Yeah, the problem is you can bolster that defense, and then you're still going to face Saquon Barkley and that offensive line, and nobody stopped them.
Let's go to James real quick. He wants to keep Jonathan Allen.
James, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, Jets?
What's up,
buddy? Hey, man. First of all, love John Allen. I think he was a stand-up dude. And I think, for years that he's been here, he's put in 100% effort. And he was the one that was most frustrated calling for change and support. So he's a vocal leader. I think Deron Payne is the one that needs to move on. And I think they should make some type of trade because the guy, he stepped up. Got paid, and then I feel like he was another flop on the field ever since then. So my vote is to keep John Allen, move on from Payne, and get you a Myles Garrett or a Khalil Mack. But I'm going to say this, man. You guys got to focus on the offense, man. Get T. Higgins. Get another weapon on offense. Stop relying on these third and fourth guy wide receivers that when the big-time plays are needed, they're not there, man. Jaden needs heat around him. He needs to be developed with some great wide receivers and tight ends. Where was Sennett all year, man? That guy should have been Brock Bowers, and they never used him.
Well, we don't know. One of them was drafted very high, by the way. Sennett wasn't drafted nearly as high as Brock Bowers.
No.
But to his pain point, though.
That's a pretty high pick.
Payne in 2022, 11.5 sacks. Since then, in two seasons, 8 sacks.
Not great. Production's falling off. I mean, you can't get rid of both guys in the offseason. They're choosing to let Jonathan Allen walk.
In 2022, Deron Payne had 18 tackles for loss. He's played every game since. Two seasons, every game, and he's totaled 18 tackles for loss. So half the production of what he gave you in 2022.
What was the PFF grade on Allen for the – or no, I'm sorry, Payne for the year?
They were similar. They were both –
they were like in
right
the
80s
or something, yeah. Right?
Well, I think below that.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Dierks Bentley at Jiffy Lube Live. So keep listening for your chance to win. Looking to upgrade your office game? Of course you are. Swing by PVI Office Furniture, where we've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench right to the big leagues, my friends. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play when it comes to comfort, PVI has got the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories as well. Mention the fan and you score 15% off your in-store purchase. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity nets you that hat trick. Visit us at PVI.com because business grows with PVI.